In today's Mishnah, we're in the second, third Mishnah, and the third Perek Masechta Avot. The Mishnah begins. Rabbi Chanina Skan Hakonim Omer. Rabbi Chanina Skan Hakonim, he was deputy of the Kohanim, he would say, Have mit palel ishlo moshel mako. One should daven for the welfare of the malchut, of the kingdom, of the government. Why shil malei morab? Well, not for the fear of the government. Then ishet re'il chayim b'la'o. Then people would spiral into anarchy, with each one person consuming the other. Rabbeinu Yonah here says, what we learn from this Mishnah is it is proper for individual tzedavan for the entire world, for the, in other words, be interested to be universal in the outlook, and daven for ultimately world peace. Let's continue. Bechina ben Tradion, Umer, he would say, Shnaim shiyoshvim, two people that sit, ve'ein b'nehem divrei Torah, and they sit there, and there's not words of Torah going between them. Harei zeh moshav leitzim. This is a place of seat of scoffers. Why shenemar, this is the first capital Tehillim, it says, Hova moshav leitzim l'ashav, it says, Shrei ish, a praiseworthy person. And one of the things it says, he doesn't sit amongst a place of scoffers. Now, what's that got to, how do we know that's got to do with a place where there's no Torah going between them? That's because the following pasuk is ki im betorat Hashem cheftzo, because the person who doesn't sit in the set of place of scoffers, he's an individual who is searching after the Torah Hashem. And by implication, you can work out that a place where people are sitting and there's not Torah going between them, that must be a moshav leitzim. It's interesting, Rabbi Yonah says, is this referring to two people that are koveya? They fixed, they sit down with intention to simply sit and spend the time together and let the time go. You can imagine people that friends would meet in one setting, coffee once a week, as they say now, just to catch up, and there's not Torah going between them, not discussing any words of Torah. That would be, according to this Mishnah, a moshav leitzim. So involve Torah in those discussions. Aval, as the Mishnah continues, someone, if you have shneim shiyoshim, two people sitting together, the yesh benehem divrei Torah, and they have between them words of Torah, then the Shechina itself, the divine presence, is between the Beneihem. Shneimar, because it says, Az nidbaru yirei Hashem et reyeshu. Those that fear Hashem are speaking, then they will speak to one another. V'yakshev Hashem, and Hashem listens to them. V'yishma, and he hears. V'yikatev in rat v'sefer zikron lefanav, v'yirei Hashem l'chosh v'yishvoi. He writes his sefer zikron for those that fear him, and those who esteem his name. Let's continue. Ein li ela shneim, not only two people, minayin, how do I know that afilu echad, Shiyoshev or Sekutor, even if someone on his own, he's sitting down and learning Torah, Shakarosh Baruch Hu Kovel Oschad, Hashem fixes him a reward, Shenemar Yeshev Badad V'yidom, someone who's sitting on his own, meaning learning on his own, Kinatal Alav, he'll receive a Schar or Shri reward. That's referring to this Pasuk Mecha. Let's learn the Mishnah Gimel. Rav Shimon says, Shlosha Sha'achlu, we've got three people sitting together, Sha'achlu on Al Shulchan on one table. Why specifically three people? Rabbi Yonah says, because once you've got three males above bar mitzvah sitting out together, that already has a sense of a chabura, sape kfiut. And therefore, what's the intention of establishing that sitting together? So the Mishnah says, if they're sitting there with a sense of kfiut, v'lo amru alav b'dvaram, they don't share divrei Torah, kilu achlu mizivchei meitim, then it's as if they are eating from a zivchei meitim. This refers to something that was offered to Avodah Zarah. Just a few points on this. One is that Tiferet Yisrael says, I forgot to mention this, why Davka 3? Speaking of 3, because you might think one or two people don't have time. But if three people are already sitting together, I mean, Astam, generally you'd think they'd have time because they're already sitting in this more kavua manner, a bit like Rabbeinu Yonah said. Now, what's interesting here is why it's so important. Why is it so important that you speak Divrei Torah on a shulchan, on a table? Emil Yaakov says that is because there's a deep philosophic difference between the nations and the Jewish people. Because the nations generally say that which is physical and that which is spiritual are apart. They are separate from one another. The korbanot they offer are those of an olah. They're completely burnt up. However, from our perspective, we find the spiritual within the physical itself. We can consume from part of our korbanot. So therefore, if one does not adopt this practice, do not share divrei Torah at their table, he's almost agreeing to that philosophy of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's as if he's eating from the Shulchan, as we said, Achlu Mizivchei Meitim. As I said, it's so critical to share Divrei Torah to show that the spiritual and physical can merge and be as one. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Kol Shulchanot Maluki, because all the tables were full of Ki Tzoa, vomit, filth, Bli Makom. Why? Because the Pasuk continues, Bli Makom, because it was without Hashem, meaning without Divrei Torah. Aval shlosha sha'achlu, three people sitting and eating, al shulchanach on one table, va'amru alav divrei Torah, and they share words of divrei Torah, one perisha soul is meaning sha'achle, have already finished eating, because they shouldn't be necessarily talking while they're eating, it can be dangerous, but towards the end of the eating, they share the retara. Then, ki'ilu achlu mishulchan shel makom, if they're eating from the table of makom, amei of kadosh baruch hu. That's much like the kohanim, when they work in the base of Migdash, and they eat from the korbanot, the expression is zachu, they merit from the shulchan gavua, from the, almost like Hashem's table, if you like. Ki'ilu Shneamar, as it says, v'yidaber elai, and they spoke to me, ze ashulchan asher lifnei Hashem, meaning they spoke to Divrei Torah, that's considered like the table of Hashem. Therefore, as we said, ki'ilu achlu mishulchan asher makom. And there's a Mishnah today.